Today's Shia Rishab Yami, Simon Shin Gimel, Sifim Aleph and Beis. This is Dine Tachshite Isha. Says Lo Seise Isha Bechute Tzemer, Velo Bechute Fishtan, Velo Bersuos Shebarosha. Says a person should not go out, a woman should not go out with threads of wool in her hair, okay? Velo Bechute Pishtan, nor with strings of linen in her hair, but low beretsuos, so no straps in her hair. In other words, things that they wear in their hair, like, you know, to make them. Okay? We're not allowed to braids yet. Mibnei shetzricha la'asirom b'shas tevila. Because these threads, or strings, or straps, things that they tie their hair with, or put it into their hair, yeah.
What is it called?
Threads of wool. I don't know. Different styles. I think I know what they wore back then. Now they have those little, what's it called? Those black things. They put their ponytails. Okay. So those things they have to come off in a time during the time of tevila, because they are what's called chatzitzas. They are something that is separating between the water and the body in the mikvah. So why is that an issue? Because Hashina Shema Tolichem Arba Amos Birshus Harabim. What's the chshash? The chshash is that maybe what? Maybe they will go to the mikvah. They'll go to the mikvah. The person will go to the mikvah, take the thing out of their hair, and then go home and carry these ponies, these things that they're wrapping their hair, these strings that they're wrapping in their hair, they'll carry them home. V'imhem kluos b'sara, if however they're braided into their hair. Okay, yeah, we're back to v'imhem. What are you talking about? Vimhem kluos b'sara. If, however, these threads of wool or straps or strings of linen, whatever, are braided into the hair, mamish, not just like, you know, they're not just tying up the hair, but they're actually part of a braid, then it's going to be mutter to wear them. What's the chiluk? So let's look in the Yesh Misha Oser. And there are those that Aser, how even wearing them if they're braided into their hair. What's the issue? Look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Sheberosha. These are these threads of wool that are in the hair, in the head. Akulu kai. Okay, all these things are in the hair. Ulafuke chutin shebet savara is coming to exclude, okay, strings that they wear, these little strings or straps that they wear around their neck. Okay? Kemosha kasav v'siv beiz. I'm going to see coming up in Siv Beis. Okay. Shetzricha lahasiram. So she has to take these off when she goes into the mikvah, etc. Hainu, Dilma misrame tevila shel mitzvah, visuchrach lahasiram mitnei chatzitza. We're talking about what? That what might happen is she might have to do a tevila of mitzvah, which you do, yes, even on Friday night. Junior, v'suchrach la'asira mitnei chatzitza, and she'll have to take them off because they're chatzitza, and we're concerned, asilasimu da'al amas, we're concerned that she'll still take them off, alright, on the way home or whatever, she'll come and carry them, okay, in the Rishus HaRabim. Hayin ba'achronim, shekasru, and this is important, alach l'maisa, shekasru, de lo plug rabbanon betakanta, okay, the Achronim said this is a low plug. Va'afilu zekena, even an old woman who no longer goes to the mikvah, ubesula, or a single woman who doesn't go to the mikvah, lo seitze, they should not go out with these things. This is all part of the gzera. Okay, it was a low plug gzera. It was a gzera because a woman who wears these things and goes to the mikvah might come and carry them. Okay. And therefore, it was a blanket, Isser, the Chazal, us women to wear these things, even though these are things that she's wearing as part of her like body, like malbushim and things like that. It's still, okay, going to be, okay, usher because of the concern that maybe they'll come and carry it. Shema talichen gimel, v'davka b'dvarim what? Davka b'dvarim ketanim, ka'elu hu d'chayshinan. He says, davka, these little small things, where chayshe shall take off. Kevan da'af b'chol lefamim, hino seisan b'yada. It's davka, these little small things, because during the week, these are things that once in a while, the woman will carry her ponies in her hand. She'll carry these threads and strings in her hand and walk with them in Mishnas Rabbim. So therefore, her face is going to take them off when she goes to the mikveh and she'll walk with them. However, why don't we say, oh, you know what? We're concerned that she's going to go and, you know, take her clothes off and walk with it. Okay? So that's what he says. Al dvarim sheim ikra malbushim, things that are core malbush, lo chayshina lachi. We're not concerned. We're not concerned you're going to take off her shirt and start walking with it because she goes to the mikveh. She's going to have to put them back on. Dein darcha leleich biladam. It's not the derech to go without them. B'vaday til b'shem achar tefillah. And for sure, she will put them on if they're braided, if the string is braided into the hair. Hello? The string is braided into the hair, so then it's going to be mutter. Why? D'haleka l'meichash d'ulma asi l'wat l'asuyinu. Because we're not concerned that what? That you'll come and carry it. Why? The very important halacha. D'ha Asura listor klias sa'ara. Because it's usher, as we're going to see, it's usher for a woman to take apart her braids on Shabbos. Now we'll see why later on, because it's stira. K'moshe kasa b'sib chavav. V'tam ayesh misha oser. However, he says, the reason for the one that says it's usher to go out, even though you're not allowed to take apart your braid, so why are there those that say, even if these strings are braided into the hair, why are there those that say it's still going to be asur? You can't take apart the braid? Because the dilma ketishis rami latvila shal mitzvah. Because let's say it comes a scenario where she actually has to go to the mikvah for a tvila mitzvah. So there, tistar akliya yidehani yehudis. Then she will do what? She will have a gaya. Okay, take apart her braid. Even though she's not allowed to take it apart, we'll see why later on. Okay, a goya will be allowed to for a mitzvah. V'tzosi ha-chutin, okay, and she'll come and take out the chutin, and then it'll come, chas v'shalom, to walk with them. V'otam acherim, and there are other reasons as well, for those that aser, Ayin b'bach, v'ayin b'agras. So it comes out as follows. Things that the women wear in their hair, they're not braided into her hair, but they normally would be okay to wear because they're in her hair, they're holding things in her hair or whatever, okay? And they wear in their hair. Even though normally, us carrying, there would be no problem. There's a gzera, she might take them over in the mikveh and carry them in her hands because she normally would carry these things in her hands once in a while during the week. However, it's part of a braid is a machlokes. Since it's also to take apart a braid, so some say you'd be able to go ahead and walk out with them because you're not going to take off the braid. And others say, no, but the bottom line is, the concern is for tvila. And in a tvila, you would go ahead and have a goya take apart the braid. And therefore, the gzera applies even if it's part of the braid. Let's move right there. Then he says as follows. V'imheim what? V'imheim maisa ariga mutter she'ena tzricha lahasiram b'shas tevila. Now he says as follows. What happens if these threads or strings become like straps that are what? That are woven. Right? It actually becomes a woven type of strap. Okay? That she's wearing in her head. Okay? As opposed to just like a string. It's actually woven as the strings themselves are woven, like you ever see like a blanket that grandma weaves? So that's what you have here, you have a woven strap in the head. Okay? She'ena tzricha la'asiram b'shas b'shas tefila, since a woman does not have to take these off when they go into the mikvah, we'll see why momentarily, there's no concern she'd be able to wear these strings since they're woven as they're woven, okay? No, they're woven together. It's not just stam strings. They're strings that are woven, like a blanket becomes woven. So now the straps are woven. You'll see in a second. Wait. Why are you waiting to Mr. Brew? Okay, so look what he says. My sariga, okay, it's a woven strap. So look what he says. My sariga, it's a woven strap. Tahani lo mahadki shafir. Okay? These things are not tight on their hair like a regular string. Velo chaitzi. And therefore they are not chatzitzas in a mikvah. Vayon yoredeyatzi mekub tzarichches. Disosam shavisib gimel. They were dafka talking about a particular type of woven strap. The dafka kishamaisa ariga hayu chalulim. So they have holes. In other words, they're loose, it's loosely woven. And since it's loosely woven, oz ein tzrichim la'asirim. What's the idea? When you have something that's woven, and it's loosely woven, this answers your question probably, Junior. So therefore the water can get through, and since the water can get through, Rabbi Aaron, it won't be a problem in the mikvah. I want to make sure we finish. I'll take your questions. I want to make sure I finish. Uvavad shelo yeh metunafos. Okay? And then he says, even this woven maisa ariga that you're allowed to wear because we're not afraid you're going to take it off in the mikvah because it's not a chatzitza. Okay? Still, it's only if shaloya metunafos, it's only if it's not dirty, if it's dirty, full of mud or whatever. Okay? These things, I guess, used to get dirty, maybe fall out, and you still put them back in the hair. Oh, muzavim. Or if they're gilded, meaning that they're covered with gold plate or whatever. Da'az masirin, kadesh lo yisnag v'lamayim. So if it's gold plated, what's going to happen? The woman's going to take off these things because they don't want to get it ruined in the water. In other words, if you're dealing with a type of woven strap that you wear in their hair that you take off when you go into the water, then obviously there's not going to be any hetter. So that's what he says. If you're dealing with a strap that's dirty, you're going to take off because you don't want to get the water dirty. Or you're dealing with a strap that's gilded, and you don't want the water to get it dirty or ruined, then obviously you won't have the hetter. Okay? And I guess also b'zman hazeh, a lot of the times women take everything out of their hairs and things like that, so it'll be the same thing. Shelo yeh metunafos. Look what he says. T'keshachutin metunaf betit v'refesh. If these strings are what? Even if they're woven, if they're full of mud and gook, hamayim mimachim esatit, the mayim goes ahead and wears out the mud, umimlachlech b'saran, and it will therefore go into the mikvah and it'll make your body dirty, ba'aliyasan min atzvila, when you're coming out of the mikvah, the alkein darcha la'asir mitzchila. Obviously, if these things are dirty, the woman's going to take them off before they go to the mikvah, and therefore we're back to the concern that once they take them off, maybe they'll come and carry them. If it came in the shakila mishum tinuf, since you take it off because it's dirty, asila sirin, you'll come and you carry it, chas v'shalom. Also, when these straps and strings are gilded, are covered with gold or anything fancy, or they're expensive, you're also going to take them off before the tefila. Why? So that the chutin, that these straps, these fancy razzle dazzle ponies, okay, are going to get ruined in the water. And you'll come and you'll carry them. The Yesh Omer Mode. And others say is another concern. Another reason is the stam. Since they're what? You have to take these things off. Okay? Before the tefila, the reason why they're a chatzitza is since you're makbid on these things, okay, you're makbid that they're on you, You understand? You're makpid that these things are on you, like what? Like mud and things like that. So therefore, even if it would get through, since you're makpid that it's on you, you have to take it off, and once you have to take it off, okay, then again, there's a concern you're going to come in, you're going to carry it. Okay, let's move right to him, Beis. Mutter latseis bechutin shebetzavara sheheim refuyim ve'ein atzricha la'asiram b'shas tvila. We're talking here about strings that you wear around your neck. Okay? I guess like guys wear now, these little strings on their wrists?
Red.
Okay? So, they used to wear them around their neck. Nice little, strings around the neck. Wool strings, strings of linen, straps around the neck. Okay, like necklaces. Ve'ein atzricha la'asiram. These things, since they're what? Since they're loose around the neck, it's not like it's in the hair, they'll be loose, and therefore they won't be a chatzitza, because the water will get through. Like the thing is loose around the neck, it will blow around, and you'll be able to go in the mikvah, and therefore you won't take them off, and it's not a concern. However, a tight necklace that has like a wide banded tight necklace, shebet savara, that's on her neck, aser. That's going to be aser, because since it's tight, since it's tight, it's going to what? It's going to come off. You're going to take it off before you go into the mikvah, and therefore, again, we're concerned you're going to carry it in your hands. Why is a person going to have to take this off? Why is a woman going to have to take it off? Because she makes it very tight. These things are katla. You know why they used to wear these tight necklaces? Check this out. They'd wear it, Kadesha Tera Balas Basar. She'd wear it tight around her neck so that she'd look like she's a little heavy set. And that looks good. In those days, I guess it looked good. So a woman would want to look like she has some meat on her. Okay, so therefore she'd put this tight thing around her neck. And if you put something tight around your neck, and you got the double chin coming around, that would look delish. Okay? V'chayshinan dilma asila suye dalet amos b'rishus harabim, and then we're going to be concerned that once she takes it off, okay, she will carry them in her hands and walk with them b'rishus harabim. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Zayin sheheim refuyim, if these strips are what are loose around her neck, okay, she'll be able to walk with them. Because we're not concerned she's going to take them off because she can wear them in the mikvah. She does not make them tight around the neck. Because she doesn't want it to choke her. However, this katla, which is this tight necklace that has a wide bend, she would see a rechava, since it's a wide band, we'll see in Siv Zayin, it will not choke her that she's going to actually choke. It will just do the trick of showing that she's a fat. Okay, so that's why it's loose. Why don't we ask her these chutin around the neck, maybe since it's a necklace, she's going to take it off and show it to her girlfriend. Hey, look at my beautiful string necklace. No. That's only if you're talking about something that's like really nice. Okay, a mamash, a real type of jewelry that a woman's going to actually show. But a string that they can see on the neck. They're not going to take it off. Oh, look how fancy my little piece of wool is.
Sif cotton ches. The fish behima hadekes. So when we're talking now about a tight necklace that has the wide band, so the reason why in that case you're not allowed to wear it is since it's tight, since this wide banded tight necklace is tight, because of that is going to be a chatzitza in the mikveh. The after kama b'siv zayin, even though we're going to see in siv zayin mashma l'tama isser mishum d'havi davar chashev, even though we're going to see that this wide banded tight necklace seemingly is usher there because of the davar chashev, and this is the davar chashev around the neck chashvim dimashal fi machve, and therefore we're chosheish that maybe she should take it off and show it to her friends. Hasamayi b'refuya, sviv tzavara. There we're talking about a wide banded necklace that is loose around her neck. It's not a tight necklace with a wide band around the neck, but it's a loose one. And there it says, "Afilu hachi aser." There it's still going to be aser. Why? Mishum shalfei umachvei. Because since it's a devar chashuv, since it's a fancy type of necklace, and chashuv, she's going to take it off and show it to people. V'achak kishem adekes kedei shetera ba'as baser. Here we're talking about a tight band around her neck, and she's wearing it tightly dafka so that she'll be seen as someone who's heavy. Therefore, she's not going to take it off her neck because she wants to keep it tight on her neck in order to show her flesh. If she takes it off, they won't see that she is heavy. She has a double chin. But even so, it's still going to be asur for her to wear these outside because of Gzera. Since she's going to have to take it off in the mikveh due to the fact that there will be a chatzitza, so therefore they will gaze her on this not to wear it outside, because maybe she'll have to go to the mikveh, take it off, and then she'll chas v'shalom carry it da'al amos b'rishus ha'rabim. Let's go back now to the Shulchan Aruch. V'lo tetzel b'totefes, and a woman should not go out with a totefes. What's a totefes? Who can mean six? It's like a type of head plate on the forehead. Umagia me'ozen le'ozen, and it goes from ear to ear, right? It goes around the forehead, from ear to ear. Ve'lo b'sharvitin, and also she should not go out with a sharvitin. What's a sharvitin? Hugam kein sit. It's also a head plate. Ve'inu magia ela ad l'chaya. And this one, okay, is a head plate that comes around her and down to her up into her cheeks. What's how's this a little different? She karachto al rasho. It's wrapped around her head, right? In terms of it's being like a head plate. The torah al lechaya, and it hangs over her cheeks, mikan and mikan, up into her cheeks from each side. So it's a more all-encompassing head plate that goes up to her cheeks. And both of these things, you can't go out with them. We'll see why in a second. But it's v'rusha enam tfurim b'shvacha. You can't go out with them when they are not connected to her hair covering. Shvacha is her hair covering. V'chayshin and dilma shofa lachmure v'asa lasir da'an v'shir rabbit. Because there are chayshes that she'll take it off to show it to people, and she'll come walk down almost with just a rabbin. Avalim tfurim, however, if it is connected up or sewn up to her hair covering, leka lemechash lahachi. There's no chash that she'll take it off to show it to her friends, because she's not going to take off her head covering. She's a nice, firm woman who's not going to take off her head covering, and therefore it'll be okay to wear these things. And then the Rama says, "V'yesh omen de besula." The Rama adds, "A besula she'ino choshes la gili rosha." A besula is not choshes for gili rosha, for taking her head covering off. Afilu tefuah b'shvacha also. Even if this sits, these two different types of sitses, the totefes and the sharvitim, is tefuah, is sewn up to her head covering, it's still going to be asked to go out because chayshin shel matitzira. We could say she might take it off with her head covering and to show it to people. And she'll come and walk with it down almost in Rishus HaRabim. Let's look finally at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Tess, the Chayshinam, where Chayshesh, that if it's not connected up to her head covering, that she's going to come and take it off and show it to her friends, the Minei Tashirein. Because these are types of tachshitim, these are types of jewelry that she'll show to her friends. Sifkat and yid, leka lemechash lahachi. If it is sewn to her head covering, we're not chayish, she should take it off. She'ina tolatas hashvacha me'rosha. She's not going to take off her head covering from her head, b'shus harabim. Why? Kedishlot is galasaris, that her hair is not revealed. She's a bas Yisrael, she's a firm woman, and she's a married firm woman, and she's not going to show her hair, and therefore, since we're not concerned that she's going to take off her head covering, and these types of tzitzis, the totefes and the shavitin, items that are sewn to her head covering, she will not take them off. Otherwise, we are concerned that she will take them off to show them to her friends, and that's an example of tachshitim that they asked for her to wear because she'll take off chas v'shalom showing her friends and walked out amos with the ambushes her rabbin. Ad kan.